Welcome back to Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. Glad you're with us. Coming up on the show in just a little bit, Lansing City Pulse reporters Rich Tupica and Steve Miller will join us. They've got an interesting story that hits the newsstands today. Apparently, they learned that the Lansing Police Department does not keep an active list of cold case homicides, homicide investigations that have gone cold, and they ran into all kinds of interesting developments when they tried to pursue that with the Lansing Police Department, so they will share their story with us. Also, the Lansing JCs has been around forever and ever, amen, and they've been doing great work for decades here now, and we're going to visit with the JCs to kind of revisit what they're all about and what they're up to here in 2013. That's our Neighbors in Action segment coming up in just a little bit. We hope you can stay close. For now, a bill making its way through the Michigan legislature aims to put tighter limits on the Department of Natural Resources and the Natural Resources Commission. According to its website, the DNR currently has the responsibility to promote biodiversity on state land by identifying, restoring, and managing, quote, those natural places or ecosystems in Michigan that, together, best represent the diversity of Michigan's biological heritage, unquote. Republican Senator Tom Casperson's bill would prohibit the DNR from implementing its Biodiversity Stewardship Area Program, or BSA program, which he claims would severely limit or preclude human activity on the land. He claims it's supported by sportsmen, businesses, and recreational enthusiasts. And to help sort this out, we welcome Senator Tom Casperson of Escanaba to Current State. Hi, Tom.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Ann Y. Woody is State Director of the Sierra Club as well. Thanks, Ann.
Thank you, Mark.
Senator Casperson, the DNR does currently have responsibilities or authority specifically with regard to biodiversity that you want to change. This is what your Senate Bill 78 was all about. Explain why you oppose these biodiversity stewardship areas, or BSAs.
Yeah, you mentioned the authority to do it. We believe that the legislature has constitutional authority over the management of the land. We don't necessarily have to invoke it. We can allow the department to go ahead with it, but we believe we have constitutional authority. That being said, the debate for me is all, when we talk about biodiversity stewardship areas, it seems as if people want to debate just that terminology and stay just with that without discussing what the DNR already has in place. And what I'm trying to do is limit their scope, I guess, with the BSAs in the sense that they can't just simply sign it through an order, where the director can't come up with a biodiversity stewardship area, sign an order, and say, therefore it is. He must or she must get approval from the legislature for that purpose. But when you look at the other tools in the toolbox of the department, there's a lot of tools they have to get to that point already. And that's kind of where I think the debate is.
And why, Woody, how does your group feel about the biodiversity stewardship areas?
Sierra Club and a lot of the scientists who are familiar with these issues, a lot of conservation groups statewide, whole range of organizations believe that it makes sense for the state of Michigan to allow the DNR to do its job of managing for conservation of natural resources. We fought hard through the past 80 years to make sure that politics were taken out of natural resource management. And our concern about Senate Bill 78 is it reinserts politics into the decisions. Let me just clarify, biodiversity stewardship areas have been misunderstood as somehow putting lands off limits. But in a memorandum in July of 2011, Director of DNR Rodney Stokes actually spelled out the details of how this would work. There would be no effect on timber production on state lands, no net loss of recreational opportunities, roads and trails would not be affected. The whole range of activities that occur on these lands would not be affected. Biodiversity stewardship areas are about assuring that the management of the habitat and the ecosystem is done properly. And it doesn't mean no management. It actually means management with an eye towards sustaining our forests or other kinds of ecosystems.
I am under the impression, Senator Casperson, that a number of your earlier concerns were addressed in this memo by Rod Stokes. This dates to July 12, 2011. And I could just repeat what Ann just said, but again, the BSAs, the director said, quote, the BSAs should ensure no net loss of timber production on state-owned lands. The proposed network should ensure no net loss of recreational opportunities on state-owned land. And there were several others here. Did this not address your concerns back 18 months ago?
Yeah, Ann's right about what they have right now. The problem we've got is that the director was about to sign the original order, and had we not intervened, he was going to sign it. And all the groups that were worked to put the original version of this in place did have restrictions. And in fact, it went into over 200,000 acres of private land that would have been incorporated into this. And they were not going to be notified of what was going on in the original form. So yes, Ann's right. The director did address this. But I personally was involved with this, having met with the director on it. And his original version, when we debated it, he disagreed with me. He said what I'm claiming wasn't in it. It wasn't until a week later he came back to my office, actually apologized, and said those things are in there. And that's when the director talked about no net loss and no net loss of recreation. So he specifically put that in there because of the intervention, if you will, of the legislature, concerned about where they were going, the scope of where they were going.
Doesn't that address your concerns today?
Yeah, no, the reason it doesn't would be because the same people that put this original form together are still there. So that's very telling as to what the mindset is of where they would like to go. And that, along with that order, there's also a forest management plan that the department put together and was going to send that off to the federal government, Fish and Wildlife, to secure some funding. And in that report, I forget the page, I apologize, I can get you the report, but in that page, it identifies priorities for the state of Michigan, priority being identified as color. So you look at the map of Michigan, the areas in color were priority. What was the priority? I look down at the bottom of the caption, the priority is to limit recreational impact in the affected area, to limit. That was done about the same time that this BSA thing was being put together. So there's two reports going into the feds kind of together. So I have to take a look at, and the legislature, I think, needs to look at, what is the intent of the department? Where are they heading? What are they doing with these programs? What's their purpose of the programs? So one program identifies what their goal is. The other program identifies, in my opinion, how they're going to get there. And so that was the concern.
A philosophy.
Okay.
Yeah. Ann, you want to respond to that?
I guess, Senator, I'm confused because the reason that the BSA program was being put together was it was part of the forest certification program for the state of Michigan, and you were the primary sponsor of the legislation in 2004 that created forest certification. And in fact, one of the things that we're very concerned about is if this legislation goes through, it almost seems certain that the state will lose forest certification. So for those who don't know what that means, basically it's similar to a good housekeeping seal of approval for the way the state of Michigan is managing its timber resources. The reason this is important is there are many countries, particularly in Europe, that will not allow the sale of timber that is not forest certified into their countries. So in order to create more markets for Michigan's timber off state lands, the state of Michigan actually put in place for forest certification. And the Biodiversity Stewardship Area, or Living Legacies, as it's been called, was part of that. It was part of what was called high-value conservation forest designations. And so, this is contradictory to where you were in 2004. The DNR was implementing what you and the legislators said should be done. And also, the interpretation that this somehow puts things off limits is wrong. We have a variety of designations across state lands, and the state forest planning process is going forward, again, as a result of the forest certification process. We hadn't gotten to the public having a chance to have input. The initial advisory groups had put together the proposals. They had not gone out for public review. And so the brakes were put on before the public even had a chance to have input into this. So I'm confused because it's contrary to where you you were in 2004, setting us on a course towards forest certification.
Senator, you want to respond?
Yeah, sure. Ann, you're correct. I was a lead sponsor in certification, believe in certification. Talking to Bill O'Neill, the state forester, does not agree with your assessment that this puts us in some type of diversion with certification. In fact, we can meet certification. What keeps out of this whole debate is what's on the table right now. And if I could real quick, I'm just going to go through the list really quick. State land use orders, state natural areas, state wilderness areas, state wild areas, state parks, state fish and wild areas, wildlife areas, state forests, state game areas, state wildlife areas, critical dunes, wetlands, environmental areas, high-risk areas, national parks, national wildlife refuge, national forests, national lakeshores, federal wilderness areas, endangered species, threatened species, old growth, and the Michigan Natural Features Inventory.
Okay, well,
those are groups that where I'm not touching any of this. This is still, the director can use every one of these tools to do exactly what Ann's talking about. So the biodiversity stewardship areas now encompasses could encompass large tracts of land, and it's like, to me, they're adding another program on top of all of what's already in place to do exactly what Ann's talking about.
Okay.
But what the biodiversity stewardship area does is, and let me just say, the scientists who have looked at this are appalled at the legislation that Senator Casperson has. I've never seen such vehement opposition from some of our most well-respected scientists around Michigan about this legislation. What it does, what the plan was, is to manage for certain kinds of habitat, certain kinds of mixes of species. It can happen in any of these areas that the senator identified. And that is, it's providing guides to the resource managers about how to manage it. So, for example, if you have habitat with jack pine where the Kirtland warbler lives, one of the reasons that you want to have biodiversity stewardship areas, you're going to manage appropriately, which includes a lot of logging in those areas in order to protect the habitat, not just of the warbler, but everything that lives in that area. It doesn't mean hands off. It means intentional, scientifically based management. And that's what Michigan's natural resources should be having in place. That's what's frustrating here, is that this goes against everything we've worked for as a state for conservation for the past 80 years.
Can't a case be made, Senator Casperson, that greater I'm playing off something Ann just said here. Can't a case be made that greater biodiversity is economically advantageous?
Sure.
But yes?
It is. Yeah, absolutely. The problem is the assessment Ann makes is, and I find this a lot because of my background. I come out of the timber industry. And we noticed that in testimony with some of the professors that came in. As an example, Ann talked about the professors and the scientific community. We had a professor from Michigan University that came in and testified, and we asked this professor after he got done stating why this was so important, and we asked him if he knew of all these 22 designations I read off, if he knew that was already in place, that these tools are there, and he said no. We asked him if he knew how much land in Michigan has already been set aside for the purpose of preservation or protection. It's over 1 million acres, and he said no, he had no idea. So we asked this professor, what then is the goal? What's the foundation of where we're launching from to decide how much we need of this program? He had no idea to give us a total number. So at what point and where are we starting from? Because it appears to me that the whole terminology of BSAs, biodiversity stewardship areas, the environmental groups are coming in and stating almost as if we're starting from ground zero. Nothing's been done. And in actuality, we had a Michigan professor that backed that up because he had no idea what was already out there.
This is not about setting land aside. This is about appropriate management for the future of our natural resources. The reason Michigan today has forests that Senator Casperson and others who have been involved in the logging industry are able to use is because of smart stewardship. This is about stewardship of our resources. It's not setting it aside. It's actively managing using the best science. And the reason that so many people have been upset about this is that it's contrary to where we should be today in 2013.
Let's move on. Have either of you been following the discussion of this issue in the House? Do we know how this is about a week ago that it went to the House, correct, Senator?
Yes, I don't know. I have brought in the chairman. Chairman LaFontaine has been involved in some internal meetings I've had with the administration getting their input on the project. That is as far as I've gone in the House at this point. We'll start now engaging in the House. Probably won't see anything move over in the House until after spring, after
okay.
the break.
And very quickly, any indication from the governor's office where he stands on this?
I have no indication from the governor himself. I have met with his staff, and they've given me input as to some changes, which we've implemented into the bill. And as far as they were concerned, they appreciated the changes. So I think we're moving in the right direction.
Republican State Senator Tom Casperson of Escanaba and the Sierra Club's Ann Y. Woody on biodiversity stewardship areas and the regulation of Michigan public lands. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you, Mark.